Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Lacquer to hang this morning. When you see them on the field, Loftus legends. Of course, the Currie Cup season undergo now. Good win for the Blue Bulls against the Pumas on Friday night. Lacquer game, boys. Next one against Western Province in 3 weekends' time, so like a break. These guys are on the bench anyway, on the injury list. Hanging this morning with Trevor Nyakane and Warwick Gelant. Talking about the Currie Cup, guys, why is it so special and prestigious? Trevor, let me start with you.
Yeah, Currie Cup, I mean, the tradition of it. Grew up watching Currie Cup. It's something that I really enjoyed and saw my heroes there playing and all that. So for me, it was an amazing tournament, and it still is at this point in time, because that's really where you get to see youngsters coming through.
Is it still a place where legends rise, though? I mean, is it an important platform for that, for feeding the Springbok team, for feeding Super Rugby?
Yes, definitely. I would agree with that, because obviously I also started there when I was still at the Cheetahs. So I think every rugby player that's playing in South Africa aspire to play for the Springboks. And this is a great opportunity for you to be out there, showcase your talent. And hopefully when the time comes, the coach will be opening his books and sporting some players and taking them with to the end of year.
Because they watch.
Yeah, definitely.
They obviously watch the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, because of what happens now, if something happens to the guys that are overseas or playing, you have to have your backup and all that. And you never know, you could be one of the players playing in the Currie Cup that the coach is actually looking at and thinking, if something had to happen,
call up.
This is the guy that I'm going to go for.
Warwick, how's the injury?
No, it's going on crazy. I think I'm halfway through now. So I think about 6 weeks, then I'm back in the field.
Oh, okay. And if you had to look at the Currie Cup tournament, has it been a stepping stone for you in terms of the 15-man game?
100%. I think I was actually one of the guys that played Currie Cup last year and was rewarded for my form to be part of the squad going on end of year tour. And I actually made my debut last year, end of year tour. So I think Currie Cup was definitely rewarding for the younger guys and guys who get the opportunity to express themselves in Currie Cup. Yeah.
Trevor was saying, you know, it's an opportunity for the guys to go out there, show what they can do, also have a bit of fun. Do you guys ever have time to have fun? Is there a memory that stands out for you when you joined Warwick?
Yeah, I mean, we always have fun. We had a thing in the pools called Jacuzzi Talk. Jacuzzi Talk, yeah. So after training, a few guys that always go to the jacuzzi and
to go gossip. That's what they do.
That's what they actually. That's what Trevor wants to call it, yeah. But I mean, that's the fun moments at the union.
Who gets the invite, though? Who gets to go to the jacuzzi?
Trevor was actually one of the main guys. You mean Rudy Page, yeah? They were the main guys. But myself and Trevor Ismail, we were the four that actually had a chat in Jamba.
If you sit there with Rudy Page and Travis, you might take some time before you leave. They have stories to tell. Yeah.
I believe that Trevor, though, is quite a groot gees in the team and he's quite multi-talented. He even gets involved with some hair. Did he color someone's hair? What was the story?
He's quite busy with that now. He's actually asking me to invest in his business. So that's actually what I do now in my off time, try to invest in some business.
I learned a lot of things about Trevor Nyakane I never knew. I also believe that, from what I can recall, Alma Smith confirmed it for me. You and your wife, what are your nicknames for each other?
Oh, my goodness. Leafy.
If you didn't love Trevor Nyakane up until this point, come on now. Leafy. I love it. Now, I think it's time for us to go behind the scenes. Warwick, been sidelined for a while now. I want some secrets from you. Some behind the scenes stuff. Who's the biggest head case in the team? In other words, who gets worked up the most before a game? Who would you say it is?
It must be between Lloyd and Henry Stassen.
Stassi, Yendish. I will give it to Stassen. Henry Stassen, yeah.
Who's the guy that's got the most jokes? Trevor?
Yeah, Trevor.
Something tells me.
I just laugh, that's all I do. I think there's Lloyd is quite
Bolly.
Funny. Bolly. Okay, Thembelani Bolly takes the cake. Yeah, he's hilarious. I think he has no filter.
Really?
He says whatever he feels like saying. So, and when it comes from him, it's quite funny.
Who's the biggest diva in the team? Who spends the most time in the mirror?
Trevor.
Me?
No, come on. I don't believe it.
I would say Jesse?
All factual.
I was right. I win the money. Well, listen, guys, Warwick, all the best on your path of recovery, and we can literally not wait to see you back on the pitch. Trevor, same with you. Thanks for sharing some amazing moments and just getting people motivated and just reminding people why this tournament, the Currie Cup, is, you know, the oldest, the most prestigious and incredible tournament worth supporting. And we hope the boys go all the way this year.
Oh, thank you very much. And hashtag Boogie Must Shave.
Hi.
Ask Jesse for some tips there, bro.
Just yeah, please. No, we need to call him. We
I'm
need...
in a rehab phase now with my hair and my beard.
Doesn't look good.
We're going to take a picture now, put it up on our Facebook.
Thank you. Let's do that. I agree.
Wake up with Martin Bester.
In the morning.
Right now. Giving you a fun way to wake up.
Martin Bester, you make my day.
Check it out right here.
Breakfast with Martin Bester. 6 a.m. On my favorite radio station, Jacaranda FM.